Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
When it comes to rural health, I don't think I can, well, there's probably a few, but no policy area seems as contentious as that of maternity services, that fundamental desire of women and families to stay together at what is a most pinnacle time in their lives, the birth of their children. Now, over the years, Queensland Health has maintained a commitment not to close birthing services in rural and remote towns. In fact, wherever it's possible and safe to do so, it says its goal is to re-establish those services. But there remains many challenges, and the fragility of rural maternity services has been highlighted recently in the central Queensland towns of Theodore and Billawheela, and on the Darling Downs at Chinchilla, where communities have faced uncertainty about the future of their birthing suites. Dr. Neil Beaton knows only too well about some of those challenges. He's the president of the Rural Doctors Association of Queensland and also happens to be the senior medical officer at the Atherton Hospital, where three of my young cousins have been born. So I'm very glad that you have a birthing service in Atherton. It's a lovely place to be born.
It is.
And it kind of, in my mind, highlights very closely and in a personal way why it is important to have those services available. How are we doing across rural and regional Queensland in making sure that that happens?
Well, thanks, Charlie, for inviting me. I've been in the business since the mid-90s, so I've watched various phases in Queensland in maternity services. And I'm really pleased to say that since about 2006, after a review of maternity, the closure of services has effectively ceased, and the policy of both governments has been to sustain and maintain services. And in fact, since then, they've reopened at places like Bow Desert, Cooktown and Ingham. And a lot of the other services have been strengthened with additional staff. There's new training pathways for doctors through the Rural Generalist Program in anaesthetics, obstetrics, and now in other specialties. And Allied Health are also working on generalism. So that's a bit of a buzzword at the moment. It's been a successful program, and that's going national.
And how are they going, those communities of Cooktown, Bow Desert and Ingham that were less than a decade ago at risk of losing their service for birthing altogether?
They're running fine, and the communities are happy with them. As far as our last look at the data, everything's running really well, and the outcomes are very good indeed.
But that's not always the case. There's just been recently the example of Theodore, where there's a lot of concern about the sustainability of that service. What's the status of it?
There are a number of things that need to be looked at when it comes to whether a service is viable. My understanding is that the planned deliveries are not going to be organised through Theodore anymore, but they will continue to have capacity to look after emergencies. And as far as I understand it, the theatre is going to remain and the labour suite. So hopefully it will continue, and Bruce will make sure that people who do turn up will be able to manage properly.
Dr. Bruce Chater, the local long-term local GP for that community. What kind of a challenge does that present, though, when the staff based at Theodore are only receiving what essentially are emergency cases? They don't get the benefit of the volume of births that would enable them to keep their skills up, I suppose.
The good thing about the programs through the Rural Generalist Program and the upskilling programs that are associated with that means that if you're credentialed for obstetrics or for general practice, obstetrics is included in the professional development programs, and so there's an expectation that emergencies can be dealt with.
Dr. Neil Beaton, you've talked about some of the communities where the model is working, so Cooktown, Ingham, Bow Desert. There are still communities, though, that are at risk or certainly very concerned about the future of their birthing services. I'm thinking about Chinchilla on the Darling Downs and another central Queensland town, Billawheela. What can you tell me about their specific challenges?
There's a whole series of things that are required to make these services sustainable. It's a combination of facilities and workforce and commitment and leadership and the rest of it. So our understanding, we've been supporting all our communities where there's been concerns, and of course Chinchilla's been under the pump a bit, and part of their issue under Darling Downs Health Service is having access to sufficient midwives, as well as other staff, as far as I understand it. Again, I haven't had a full brief on chinchilla, so at the end of the day, we understand that the reason is not a medical issue. It's actually to do with workforce. So they're trying to come up with a plan to develop, make sure the workforce is up to speed, and they've got enough folk to run a roster for nursing midwifery as well as the doctors. Billowheel is similar. There's now a pretty comprehensive plan for rebuilding the medical workforce at Billowheel. They've got an excellent leader in the medical superintendent there, and they're working hard to rebuild the workforce so they're not quite so dependent on locums, etc. There's always wobbles in the road with these services. They're all always a bit fragile. Doctors resign, people leave, people come. Retention isn't always 100%. And we need to be on top of that and make sure the recruitment cycle is appropriate and that the doctors are properly supported. As far as I can see, there's no problem with the award for the public doctors. There's some improvements we could make in the private arrangements, and the minister's happy to work with us on that. In terms of those two services, it's really a workforce rebuilding issue that they have to address. At the moment, I understand chinchilla's on bypass until they get enough midwives, but hopefully that'll be temporary. And Billowheel likewise has been a bit under the pump, but it's got a good programme behind it. We're pretty confident that'll get fixed.
So how can we, looking at the broader picture across rural and regional Queensland, ensure that this doesn't happen, that we don't lose services?
I think we need to continue as we are. The board went through a very long consultation process, as far as I know, in Theodore. And as far as I'm aware, there are no other services at risk. I don't think it's a trend. I think this was a decision based on numbers and benefits, etc. So it's a difficult decision for a board. I'm not privy to all the consultation that went on and around that. But as far as I'm aware, they've got a good plan and a contingency plan, and the patients will be managed appropriately. But I wouldn't say it's a trend at the moment. That doesn't appear to be the case.
No, but it seems that it does highlight the precarious nature of it can come down to a couple of shifts or one or two personnel that can be the difference between whether or not a maternity service stacks up or not in a rural community.
So to make a service sustainable and to ensure all the services are sustainable, there's a lot of things that are required. And those centres that are successful show those sort of features. So I think the first thing is local clinical leadership is absolutely crucial in terms of making sure that everybody's on the ball and the local health board gets good information for decision making. There does need to be enough work or caseload to maintain skills and justify the service. There is a business element, but there's also real safety risks if the skills are lost from the community.
President of the Rural Doctors Association of Queensland, Dr. Neil Beaton, with you on the Country Hour this lunch hour. Dr. Beaton, why is maintaining birthing services so important to our rural communities?
It's important for a full range of reasons. Everybody has the right to have services as close to the home as possible, and I'm aware that the government are conscious of that. And taking away a service in the larger hospitals, for example, in the bush, means that emergency procedures may not be available. And so there's always going to be a proportion of cases in maternity where there's going to be hemorrhage or problems for the baby or problems for the mum or the need for a section. And so if maternity services cease, sometimes some of the other services, so if the anaesthetic skills and the skills for the operating theatre disappear across the team, it means that the capability of the hospital overall is reduced. Having a maternity services doesn't just provide maternity, it provides higher level, high dependency, critical care, a theatre, the availability of surgery and the rest of it. So that's why we like maternity services in level 3 hospitals.
And level 3 hospital, can you just...
That means you've got a 24-hour theatre.
Theatre, right. And I guess that just reinforces to anyone that's listening that's kind of past their years of giving birth or perhaps thinking about expanding their family, that this is an issue that affects all of us because It's about critical mass. It's about retaining those skills in our hospitals, regardless of what the application is.
That's correct.
President of the Rural Doctors Association of Queensland, Dr. Neil Beaton, let's hope you are right and that the downgrading and or bypassing of maternity services at Theodore, Billawheeler and Chinchilla is just an aberration and those communities will see those services retained in the long term. Thanks so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Where Monica in Mount Garden has been listening out. She's texted me on 0487 993 222. She's been listening to Dr. Neil Beaton and says, "G'day, Charlie. Our second son was born in Theodore Hospital in 1996. Fantastic country hospital. There were five of us, all due within the same week. Dr. Chater was also our GP. So much less stress. Had our first son in Rocky and our third in Atherton. Country hospitals are so much more relaxing." Thanks very much, Monica. It's 13 to 1.